The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Okay, we're welcoming back to BDA Baby, Dr. Sarah Reardon, also known as the Vagina Whisperer. These have always been my most popular episodes, is talking about pelvic floor health, knowing your pelvic floor, and how to care for your pelvic floor. So we're going to get into that in her new book called Floored, which is all about your pelvic floor health and wellness. Welcome, Sarah Reardon. Welcome back. And I mean, how has everything been for you?
Thanks, Catherine. Well, one, it's great to be back and great to see all that you've been doing and continuing to support moms and like show us how lovely motherhood can be too. So in a very real way, things have been great. I mean, I think COVID was really a turning point for people just kind of being advocates for their healthcare because a lot of it wasn't available during that time. And so we kind of turned to social media and online courses and home exercise programs. So it really shifted the way that people were accessing healthcare information. And then, of course, we were just all on social media a lot. And so that helped kind of bring more awareness to the Vagina Whisperer Instagram account. And then in 2023, I was contacted by a publisher at HarperCollins who said, "Hey, I follow you. I really love what you're doing. Would you consider writing a book?" And I was like, "Well, my plate's kind of full. Let me think about this." So I actually sold my clinic in New Orleans to create space in my life to take on this new project that was really important to me. And I still work. I sold it to two of my employees. And so now there's two new female entrepreneurs in the world. And I work for them and see patients, but that really carved out time for me to take on the book writing process and write this book and kind of put it out in the world. So it's been an exciting couple of years.
Let's just talk about what a pelvic floor is for the people who might not know exactly what a pelvic floor is or have seen your videos of you dressed in a vagina costume to really emulate what a pelvic floor is. So let's start there.
So the pelvic floor is a group of muscles that sits at the bottom of your pelvis. So we're all used to kind of, if you put your hands on your hips, those are your pelvic bones, or kind of the skeleton jammies we see in our kids, that ring of bones at the bottom, that's our pelvis. And your pelvic floor is literally at the bottom of that, like a basket or a hammock. And in the female body, it supports your uterus, which holds a growing baby, your ovaries, your bladder, which holds urine, your bowels, which hold stool. And then it has three openings, one where urine exits, one for the anal opening, and then one for the vagina for vaginal intercourse and menstruation and vaginal birth. And so it's literally the floor of your core. So if we think about how important the roles it plays are, it's literally working when you pee and poop and breathe and exercise and menstruate and give birth and changing during menopause. And yet we don't talk about it and we don't even know it exists until often we start having a pelvic floor issue and then we're kind of scrambling to get care. And so my goal with Floored is to really educate women about their bodies, educate their medical providers to kind of know what to look for, what's normal, what's not, and then how to start really, one, preventing issues, but then treating them sooner so that we don't live for years or decades really suffering from very treatable issues.
One of the things that you had mentioned to me when you and I first talked, and I know that you post about this, is that you don't need to disregard your pelvic floor until you have a baby or until you're going through menopause or until there's a problem, that people should be in touch and aware of their pelvic floor long before they have an issue or a problem that brings them to a pelvic floor PT like yourself. Can you talk a little bit about just the importance of having that awareness about your pelvic floor early on and how that kind of benefits you long term to set you up for success with pregnancy, postpartum, and menopause, or just life in general without having a baby and being connected to your pelvic floor?
Right. So I think that a lot of people think that only during pregnancy or postpartum or maybe with menopause, they need to start taking care of their pelvic floor. But the fact is your pelvic floor is changing with every season of life. So I literally start the book talking about menstruation and like, what is our pelvic floor doing during our menstrual cycles? How is it changing literally every month when we go through a cycle? And then when we become sexually active, like what do we need to know? What are things we need to look out for? And then of course, pregnancy and birth and postpartum, it goes through a huge transformation, regardless of what method you birth. Your pelvic floor changes during pregnancy itself. And then of course, with menopause and after. So I really wanted women to kind of understand, like at every stage of life, what do we need to know? What do we need to kind of proactively do? And I think about this because, again, it's only like during pregnancy or after that problems can start to pop up. But actually, we see a lot of this in young women who have pain with sex or young girls who have painful menstruation or female athletes who've never given birth and leak urine. So all of this stuff is happening well before pregnancy and birth, but we're not talking about it. And we're not even aware that the muscles could be a factor or are the factor. I think as parents, I have two sons, you've got two daughters and a son. I think that now that we are able to better understand a woman's body, we can help educate the next generation. How are we supposed to teach our kids how to do better and what? How can they can take care of their pelvic floors if we don't even know how to do it? So I really hope that we're able to educate ourselves and pass that along to the next generation so that everyone after us doesn't have to suffer with these issues or think that they're just normal or a part of pregnancy or postpartum. And so this education really needs to start younger in very age-appropriate ways, but really be trickled in over time.
What is the number one cause of people coming in to see you when it comes to challenges with the pelvic floor?
I would say it's urinary leakage, hands down.
Wow, you know, really?
Yeah, it is. And I think it's because you can experience urinary leakage without ever having babies. Like we see this a lot in female athletes. Over 40% of high school and college female athletes leak urine. And it's often a factor that takes them out of the sport. Because certain sports like cheerleading, tennis, basketball, volleyball, where there's a lot of impact on the pelvic floor, long distance runners, if you don't train those muscles like we do our quads or our core muscles or our legs, they can get weak. And so over time with chronic repetition, they won't be able to support your bladder and you'll start having leakage. But again, we don't talk about it. You just start wearing dark leggings or you wear a pad or you stop your sport. And so it's really surprising, I think, that at every age you can experience this. Even little kids with bedwetting, when they're bedwetting, when they're young, it's often due to constipation. And that's a pelvic floor problem. Like your kid's not pooping because their muscles can't relax or their colon's slow. So we see it as young as that, but then it becomes more pronounced during pregnancy and postpartum, and then definitely into menopause and with aging. So it's just, that's one of the symptoms at every life stage you can see pop up. And it's really bothersome and embarrassing. Like you can have pain with sex and you can still kind of go about your day. If you leak, you're like, I can't exercise. I don't want to work out. I don't want to socialize or travel.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The painful sex subject is something you talk a lot about on your social media account. And I think a big topic, especially for women that are pregnant or postpartum, wondering what is going to change when it comes to their sex life. Some people have painful sex before they even consider having a baby, but it's something that when you're pregnant for the first time, or even the second or third or fourth, however many times, you always think, is my sex life going to be impacted by this change to my body and also this experience my pelvic floor is having? Can you talk a little bit about just the painful sex subject that you encounter in your practice?
Yeah, so it's interesting because I think often what we think is going to happen is after we have babies, things are going to be like loosey-goosey down there and we're going to have less sensation, which can be the case. But however, so many more women experience pain with sex. And that's often due to a couple of reasons. One is hormonal changes. So you have less estrogen when you are breastfeeding or lactating, and that can cause vaginal dryness and sensitivity and less lubrication. So kind of in that first immediate postpartum period and first year, the dryness issue is a cause of pain with sex, which you can attend to with lubricant or moisturizers and things like that. However, a lot of women also have scar tissue at the opening if they've had a perineal tear and episiotomy during a vaginal birth. And scar tissue doesn't stretch and relax the way that pre-birth tissue does. So it feels tight. It feels like it can rip or tear. Also, cesarean scars can cause painful sex because there's a lot of restriction at that scar. If like you have what looks like a cesarean shelf where it's like stuck, and then all of that tight tissue can also cause pelvic floor tension. And then painful sex can happen because of tight pelvic floor muscles. So it's like we don't help women rebuild their bodies after birth. We're kind of like sent on our way and go back to sex and go back to exercise. And research is showing that pelvic floor muscle strength is at less than 50% at 6 weeks postpartum. And that's when we get the clearance to go back to exercise and like work and life and all the things. But our muscles are literally functioning at 50%. So everything kind of gets like tight to try to support us because we don't have that internal strength. So I think a lot of, again, it's common, but it's so treatable. And we're so tired after having babies, like we don't need another reason to not want to have sex. And so we don't need pain to be one of them. But unfortunately, it can be.
And what is kind of like your words of wisdom to people who are experiencing painful sex, whether it's before having a baby or after having a baby? Is that something that can be fixed and they can go back to sex without pain? Or is that kind of...
Totally. I mean, no, it's so treatable. I mean, it's literally tight muscles and tissues. Like I get tension in my neck and shoulders, and that causes me to have headaches and migraines. So I do stretching and yoga and get acupuncture, and that just helps keep everything calm and relaxed. It's the same thing for your pelvic floor. It's literally tight muscles and tissues that we can massage. You can do yoga and breathing. You can do stretching. I mean, scar tissue massage. There's so much you can do that's really quite easy, and it's just not being given to women because they don't even know that their muscles could be causing pain. And so it's so treatable. And, you know, I share one of these stories in the book. It's that I was working with a woman who was new to the country. She didn't really have any family or support here. And she came to see me because she was having painful sex. She had just gotten married and had never been able to have intercourse with her husband. And she was like, I feel like I'm failing. Like, I feel like I'm failing my husband. I feel like I'm not really a woman. Her self-esteem was so defeated. And working with her for 6 months to just teach her how to relax her muscles, use dilators to not tense up when something was inserted. And then she did great and she was able to have pain-free sex. I remember the day she came in and she was so happy and her husband was so happy and it was just really beautiful. And then 6 months later, I ran into her at the grocery store and she was pregnant. And it was awesome because I was like, she was so worried, like, I'm not going to be able to start a family because I can't have sex, which, you know, there are so many ways to do that that are not vaginal intercourse, but it was just really showing the impact that this therapy can have on people's lives and just really help them in so many ways. And again, it's like literally just muscles and tissues that we need to work on.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So for someone who hasn't seen a pelvic floor PT, can you just run through what a typical exam or session is with you? Because that, I think, is another intimidating or daunting concept for people that choose to maybe put off seeing a pelvic floor PT until yeah. they absolutely have to.
You know, and I think the great thing about medical care now is we have options. So in-person therapy is definitely an option. It's not accessible to everyone due to cost or geographical location. And so you can always do telehealth sessions. You can do online workout programs. That's really where floored, I think, comes in as well, because not everybody is ready to take that step. And then once you do, what you should expect is you're working one-on-one with a therapist in a private room. So you're not in this big kind of fitness gym having conversations. You're in a private room. It's one-on-one. You're welcome to have someone in there with you. And you really sit and talk for a bit. Like, you may come in for painful sex, but I want to hear about your childbirth history, menstruation, your exercise, your peeing and pooping habits, and kind of getting a big picture of your pelvic health. And then we do an external assessment with your clothes on, where I'm looking at your back and your hips and your pelvis and just seeing how things are moving, what's tight or tense. I'll check your abdominal wall for abdominal separation, which is called diastasis recti, or kind of a cesarean scar if you've had a surgery. And then I'll step out of the room and I'll say, okay, I want you to undress from the waist down. So you go undress, pants and underwear off. And then you'll lie in a bed with a sheet draped over you. And then we do the pelvic floor assessment. So that's kind of, we pull the sheet back. We look externally at the vulva. So the way that we access the pelvic floor muscles is through the vagina or the anal opening. So we'll do an external assessment and do like a Kegel and then relax and then push or bear down like you're giving birth or pooping and then relax. We'll look for skin changes. And then we'll do the internal assessment in the vagina with a glove lubricated finger, kind of inserting it into the vaginal opening. And then the same thing, squeeze, relax, push, relax. And then we'll press on the muscles to see if there's tightness or tenderness or pain. And that's giving us information about your muscles. Are they tight and tense? Are they weak and need strengthening? Are they uncoordinated? And then we kind of know which pathway to help you with for treatment.
In an ideal world, when is someone seeing a pelvic floor PT?
I think immediately when they start having issues, even if it's like a little leak with a cough or hip pain with running, or when they're pregnant, or immediately postpartum, 6 weeks postpartum, or whenever there's a symptom or a season change in life. So I think what happens is that we leak a bunch and then it gets really bad, and then so bad that we're like, okay, I can't deal with this anymore. And then we go, you know, yeah. Or we wait until problems happen. So in that, my ideal world, it would be like going to the dentist. Like, you go every year, you get things checked out proactively, we fine-tune any issues, and if we find a problem, then we address it. And you go through treatment until we're like, okay, you've got tips and tools for home, come back if you need this, or I'll see you in a year. That's like my dream world, but we don't even have enough pelvic floor therapists to do that right now. But I would say anytime symptoms arise, like painful sex, leakage, constipation, definitely during pregnancy, definitely 6 weeks postpartum, and then during perimenopause and then menopause. Like those are kind of times we know your pelvic floor is going to change. And so you really need to be ahead of how to care for it.
How does your pelvic floor change during perimenopause and menopause?
Oh gosh, how does it not? I'm like...
Well, because I feel like the, you know, we talk about pregnancy and postpartum, and it seems very obvious to most people that your pelvic floor would be impacted by growing a baby, having your pelvic floor carry a growing baby in a uterus. And then of course the whole childbirth process, whether you have a C-section or not, your pelvic floor of course is obviously impacted. And then life after is different for your pelvic floor in different ways for everybody. But when it comes to menopause, obviously your hormones change, but it doesn't seem like that's as obvious as a time for your pelvic floor to be impacted.
You're totally right. So your pelvic floor, again, is this basket of muscles, but the vaginal walls are actually part of the pelvic floor muscles. And as you go through perimenopause, your estrogen levels decline. So they start kind of slowly declining. After menopause, you have like no estrogen. So during menopause, because your estrogen levels are decreasing, you have more dryness in the vagina, less lubrication. You have thinner vaginal wall muscles because estrogen plumps up your pelvic floor and your tissues and creates more lubrication and moisture. And when you don't have estrogen, you get dryness, weak muscles, thinner muscles. Estrogen also helps with the production of collagen, which we think about for our face and our skin and our hair and nails, but it also plays a role in your pelvic floor because collagen supports your tissues. So when you have less collagen in your vagina and pelvic floor, you have less support. And that's what leads to leakage and prolapse. So a lot of what we see during perimenopause is more urinary leakage. Like if you used to be able to run or laugh or cough without leaking, and then all of a sudden it starts happening. More frequent bathroom trips. So you wake at nighttime to pee now when you didn't used to, or you have to go to the bathroom multiple times before going to bed. Vaginal dryness. This can just be different times in your cycle, but also like needing more lubricant with sex. And vaginal dryness during sex doesn't mean you're not aroused. It just means your hormones are changing and you have less lubrication in the area. And then we also see like pelvic organ prolapse, which is when your organs aren't as well supported by that floor of muscles and they start to push into the vagina. So those are kind of some of the signs and symptoms you'll see. And so you really need to be proactive during perimenopause to care for these issues and even almost prevent them. Because once menopause hits, then it's like we have no hormonal stores. And you really need to, you're going to be swimming upstream if you wait until menopause to start working on it.
How much of your pelvic floor health and wellness is genetic?
There's definitely a component. So it's hard to say how much, but like if you have a first line relative, a mom or an aunt who had prolapse, you're more likely to have prolapse, which can cause leakage and incomplete bowel movements and things like that. So there's definitely a genetic component. Also, there are certain like gynecological disorders that are genetic and that can cause changes in estrogen levels as well. So some of it is genetic. It's interesting because it's all like pieces of the puzzle. It's like activity levels, birth history, hormones, genetics that create risk factors for people to have pelvic floor issues. But literally just having a vagina puts you at risk for pelvic floor issues because it's like an additional opening in your body that the other gender doesn't have.
Wow. So all of these things you're referring to as far as pelvic floor challenges can all be solved or bettered with the help of a pelvic floor PT.
They can definitely be bettered. I mean, I always tell people we can't solve your problems. I have a lot of patients who go on to have surgery, whether it's a prolapse repair or different things like that, an abdominal separation repair, even moms who have like mommy makeovers and get a tummy tuck. I'm like, go to therapy before and then go to therapy after, because surgery is definitely necessary for a lot of women, but we want that surgery to last. And 30% of women who have a pelvic floor surgery for prolapse are going to have a repeat surgery in 10 years because that surgery fails, because they never got the rehab to make sure that it stays strong. Like when you get an ACL repaired in your knee, you go to therapy before, you get therapy in the hospital, you get therapy afterwards for 6 months. But yet when you have a pelvic surgery or a cesarean section, you get nothing. And it's why we see, I think, so much dysfunction happen for women is because we're not proactively giving them these treatments.
I had a baby 6 months ago and I still, this is my third baby in 4 years. And I have never been in my, and I love my OB so much, but I've never been told when I leave after a 6-week appointment, okay, make sure you go see a pelvic floor PT. It's only that I saw a pelvic floor PT because of really being educated about it from your account and also from friends who have experienced certain challenges that said, oh, I wish I had seen one right after I had had a baby or taken better care and had better awareness of it. So being able to be proactive and first of all, being in touch and aware about where your pelvic floor is, how to connect with your pelvic floor before you have an issue is a huge gift to be able to have. And then also just getting doctors on the same page to be able to recommend to women, like, hey, you might want to see a pelvic floor PT, whether you have a baby or not.
Yeah.
As we go through all these phases of life is such a big part of it, because otherwise, how do you know to go and find someone like yourself?
You're right. I mean, we are having to be our own advocates, right? Like, we're having to do the research and talk to friends. And I think it's amazing that women are so vocal about this now, because we really are saying like, hey, you should do this and do it proactively, or if you're experiencing issues. And I always say, like, I want to normalize pelvic floor conversations, not normalize pelvic floor problems. I think for so long, we've just said these problems are normal, but they're not. They're very treatable. But talking about it helps people be more aware of like, oh, this is out there. Can I ask my doctor about it? Can I just start investigating and seeking treatment to get better? There is this kind of weird disconnect between OBs and pelvic floor care. It's less so with midwives, but, and I'm not sure what it is. And because I think that it's, the research is very clear, the benefit of it. And I'm like, if you send someone 6 weeks postpartum to see a pelvic floor therapist, like, they'll listen to you. Like, we respect our doctors. We trust them. And so if they say to do something, we'll do it. And there's no negative side effects. Like, it's only helping you rebuild your body, which feels so foreign after birth. And so my hope is really that we start moving in that direction by moms like yourself asking about it, or, you know, vocalizing like the benefits of it, I think, to doctors.
Why do you think there is that disconnect between OBs and recommending pelvic floor PT?
I don't think that OBs get the training on what pelvic floor muscles are, what they do, how birth impacts them. I think it really starts with education. Like, it's just not implemented into their medical education. And they're also dealing with, they're overworked, they're really busy, and they're kind of looking at bigger medical issues like disease and infection. And I think that day-to-day function for the pelvic floor isn't on their radars. But then if they're not over it, like, who do we go to then, right? Like, do we go to a primary care doctor or a dentist? You know, like, what do we do? And so I think that it's really kind of a low-hanging fruit to just say, go ahead and go see someone, instead of having women kind of say, or telling women, come back in 6 months if it's still there, or talk to me in a year at your visit if you're still leaking or having painful sex. It's really unfortunate gaslighting, because the solutions are very available and clear. It just hasn't been implemented in their practices yet, which, you know, I hope is changing.
Which also seems so insane that it's not, because it's like it seems like they're all so obviously connected that why would you not?
These are great questions, Catherine, that I ask myself all the time.
I mean, listen, you can be solving the world one pelvic floor at a time, right?
Okay? So. Yeah, I know. And it's the same thing with menopause. Like, I love the menopause conversations that are happening, but I'm like, I always have my pelvic floor therapist hat on, where it's like strength trained for osteoporosis and heart health and, you know, wear your weighted vest. And I'm like, wait, we need to have pelvic floor care be part of this conversation. Like, it's another thing that's just not talked about enough, because it's, the issues are embarrassing, or we feel ashamed, or we don't even know that this care is necessary for this season of life, but it's so impactful. Like, every person will have pelvic floor changes during menopause, 100%. And so it's just something that needs to also be elevated in that space to make sure that women are getting the care they need.
Amazing. Well, I mean, this is such an exciting book. I'm so excited for people to get the book, and obviously your Instagram account and all that you do is so amazing, and putting such great information out there to really empower women through all different phases and events of life to be aware of their pelvic floor and just pelvic floor care and wellness. So Congratulations. I'm so happy to talk to you again. And good luck on this whole book launch. It's such an important topic. And I feel like even since the first time you and I connected, the conversation about pelvic floor health is a totally different feeling. It was like such a hush-hush thing of like, this is so awkward, to now it being like, you have friends say like, oh, I'm going to a pelvic floor PT very casually now because people are so much more comfortable with the idea of it. So
I love that.
Yeah. Congratulations. Thank you so much to Dr. Sarah Reardon, the Vagina Whisperer, for all of her wisdom on pelvic floor health and wellness. Her new book, Floored, is out now. Make sure you check it out and buy a copy.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.